on maynard.com.au. Hey, you!
The floppy disk was the size of the bedroom.
Cool. It was like a laser disk, was it?
Something like that,
12-inch laser disk.
Oh, don't talk about laser disc, Maynard. Oh. I fell for the laser disc.
Oh, so you've now got a very expensive clock, have you?
Exactly. And I also went beta in the early 80s.
That means you've got two very expensive clocks in your house.
Yeah.
The big thing to be watching tonight on telly.
Well, the start of the bomb on number 96.
Yeah, okay.
It's a countdown. It actually gets planted tonight.
How many episodes does it take before it goes off?
Well, it gets planted tonight, and then it starts ticking, and then it ticks all tomorrow night for half an hour, and then it goes boom at the end of the show.
That's so cool. Way to go. Look, Andrew, thanks for chatting to us. I thought since we're doing TV, let's get a bit TV with Viper, a German group, reworking the Twin Peaks theme a bit.
Oh, I love a bit of reworking that. Love David Lynch.
Bit of a drifty one there.
All right.
Oh, Kyle, what a spunk.
Okay.
See you later, Andrew.
Thank you. 96.9.
Well, you betcha. We come to party. Antoine Clarmain there. If you want me to read your star signs out, give us a ring. I'll do it for everyone except Capricorn. Capricorn, positive emotional day for you, by the way. Numbers 92119222. Give Sexy Stuart a ring. 92119222. Party, party. Reach Up, Pig Bag. Of course, basically covering Pig Bag's track from the mid-80s there with Papa's Got a Brand New Pig Bag. It's pretty much identical. It's not sampled, just a straight cover. Do you know the original at all, do you, Lisa?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Okay, I should play the original version by Pig Bag on our Retrosexual show on Friday. Are you a Retrosexual fan, are you, Lisa?
Most definitely.
Oh,
definitely.
What would be your kind of request if you were asking for one on a Friday?
Probably Do You Want a Funk?
Oh, Sylvester. A quality request. You're my kind of person, Lisa. And you're a Gemini, too.
Yes.
Oh, I once went out with a Gemini. Let me tell you, they're never boring, but there are two people living in there.
There certainly are.
Is it true that every time a Gemini has to go out the door, you have to choose which personality to take with you or not?
No, it's when you come back in, you got to worry about it.
Oh, it's the aftermath of everything. You want the wash-up of all the events you got to watch out for, hey?
Yes, that's correct.
But they're supposed to be pretty flirty, too. You a bit of a flirt, are you, Lisa?
Most definitely.
Oh, go on, you are not. For Gemini today, now the full moon in Virgo and Pisces is certainly having an impact on your home base. How's your home base this morning, Lisa?
Pretty quiet.
Which apparently is supposed to be holiday accommodation, property plans or business premises or your environment for Gemini, basically. Okay?
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, well, Jessica Adams says the theme is security and a true sense of belonging for Gemini today.
Oh,
It says, home more than ever today is where the heart is.
Oh, I could relate to that.
And what do you do? We'd like to know, Lisa, because here at Free FM, we love to pry.
Do you?
Yeah.
Narellan Pet Centre.
Have a good day there, Lisa, and remember...
Thank you, Manor.
Home is where the heart is.
Thank you.
Support Free FM sponsors. If you're looking for work, look no further than Stafford. We supply temporary and permanent staff to progressive companies in areas such as administration, customer service, sales and marketing, IT, accounts and general labour.
She said, hey, boss and Noble, baby, keep on working for the same old time to quit. She said, go, boss and Noble, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself a split. Boss and Noble, boss and Noble.
Hey, little mama, let's sit down and have a drink and dig the band. She said, drink, 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 oh, fiddle-de-dink, I can dance with a drink in my hand.
She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to drink. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa nova, bossa nova.
Come on, baby, it's hot in here and it's oh so cool outside. Hey, if you lend me a dollar, I can buy some gas and we can go for a little ride.
She said, hey,
bossa
nova, baby, keep on working, for I ain't got time for that. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, or I'll find myself another cat. Bossa nova, bossa nova.
Mighty King himself, Elvis, with Bossa Nova Baby from, I might find, his best film, Fun in Acapulco. I could be wrong about that, and the reason I like Fun in Acapulco, because it's got There's No Room to Rumba in a Sports Car, and The Bullfighter Was a Lady. Two outstanding tracks from Elvis that are often overlooked by the, you know, aficionados. I mean, you know, Bruce Elder, you know, he hates all the Elvis stuff, all the movie stuff. I think the movie stuff was the fun stuff. Quarter after eight, and on the phone, which one did you pick, Stuart? Stuart has picked one of the phone people for us, and the fickle finger of Stuart has landed on, indeed, Stacey on line seven. Let's have a chat to Stacey. Good morning, Stacey. How are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
The fickle finger of Stuart has pointed at you.
Why is that?
I don't know. You've been fickle-fingered by Stuart. I tell you, he obviously thought you were the best person to do the star sign.
That's
law. That's good. Yeah. Now, what star sign are you?
Sagittarius.
Are they a show-off sign, or am I wrong about that?
No.
You do like showing off?
No, I don't.
You don't like showing off?
No.
You've never been seen dancing on a table at a nightclub in Wagga?
All right.
Okay, I got you there. I got you, Stacey. You did do it once. Okay, let's have a look to see what's happening for Sagittarians today. New friends or experiences are indicated by today's moon. How's that sound?
All right.
Very social. Are you planning something social tonight, are you, Stace?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're being a bit guarded like this, I can understand it. If situations have been muddled recently and the path to resolution has been blurred, Sagittarians, you should have much clearer sense of direction socially by now. Would this be true?
Yeah, maybe.
Good luck with your day there.
All right, thank you
okay,
very much.
There you go. Her direction is clear. 17 after 8.
Go, make me feel tongue-tied.
Tintin out with the cover of the Sundays. Here's where the story ends on Free FM. It's about 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. Morning again, Don.
Hello, Maynard. How are you?
You've just been in the room there listening to the show and having fun. What have you been up to?
What that last caller? My God.
Stacey Sagittarian?
Yes. A personality bypass.
I will not have a word said against Stacey.
Sorry.
Now, she could be nervous. I mean, come on. I mean, you and I live on the radio, okay?
Yes,
we're big show-offs. And if you're just driving along in your car or getting ready to go out to work and suddenly you find yourself to tens and thousands of people on the radio, maybe you would go a bit quiet too, Don.
Oh, I could do it. I could get out there and I could take my clothes off. I've done that before.
Well, that would be really effective for radio, wouldn't it? It would shock me. Don, I won't hear this. We're going to banish you back to the small room where you're doing editing there. Yeah, Stacey wants you to go back to that small room. So you have. Stephen's got a message to David. Love you and thinking of you always. That's who Stephen, love from David. That's nice, isn't it?
You know what?
He rings up a lot.
That they must be really in love because I don't know any other. I've been married for 7 years. I don't send that to my partner.
Well, they might be married or maybe they don't communicate well so they can only do it through radio.
Ah, hello.
Mm-hmm. So there could be that going on as well. And, of course, we do shout-outs. We do all sorts of strange messages here. And as we say at Free FM, we love to pry.
Yeah.
9211 9 triple. I think that should be our station motto.
Yeah,
we love to pry. But Ashley's on with Loud and Clear after. You love to pry, don't you, Ashley?
Love to pry.
Yeah, you love. Anything interesting you're prying about this morning? You can just throw in now, early. I know it's a bit early because you just walked in.
Yeah, we're prying into a debate in Wollongong, or actually at the Dapto Leagues Club, where some women were kicked out for snogging and dirty dancing on Saturday.
All right, so just doing some close dancing and tongue kissing?
Well, apparently, and one of them leapt up onto the other. You know how you sort of jump up and straddle your partner?
As you do, yeah.
That's simulated intercourse, according to the Dapto Leagues Club.
Well,
some legal action pending over that, but we'll be looking into that.
Clubs
story
are
this
really like, clubs are funny. Like, you can't wear hats because it offends the dead people. Where in the afterlife? Where in the afterlife is the place that hat wearing really offends the corpse of the dead? That's what I want to know. And if this is a place, I don't want to be there when I die.
This could start a long spiritual discussion, Maynard.
I want hat wearing when I die. I want there to be big festive hats and feathers and stuff. I want a lot of hat stuff.
Easter bonnets, Maynard.
I say,
Easter bonnets.
Give me millen. Real, give me death.
96.9. Free to be.
No other man can do the things you do. Oh, baby, to my body.
Dogs, Body, the Club 69. Have you been to Club 69 lately, Chris?
No, I haven't, sorry.
Look, and good morning to Virginia, who sent us a fax, and happy birthday to Peter as well. Happy birthday to
Peter. Happy birthday, Peter!
Now, Chris, you've got a sort of a complaint, haven't you, really?
Just a little. I'm quite upset. I'm a Sagittarian, and I cannot believe that you let an imposter on the radio.
Well, what imposter was that? You saying that Stacey, the Sagittarian we had on earlier, was not a true Sagittarian?
No, I think she was lying.
What, you think she was like a Leo trying to cause dispersion from the Sagittarians?
I was going
to
say Leo.
I'm going to ring up and say I'm a Sagittarian and everyone thinks they're dead. But look, I'm a big defender of Stacey because, you know, the experience you're having at the moment on the radio, it can be traumatic for some people.
Yes, but I'm a Sagittarian, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, I see. So you're saying any Sagittarian could come on the radio and be loud?
I do it my way.
There you go. There's a real Sagittarius.
Okay. I'm still defending Stacey, Chris, but Chris, just go away and be loud somewhere else for the time being, okay?
Okay.
Oh, look, and we must thank our sponsors here, particularly Fabulous Airways. And let's have a word from Mr. Fabulous. Let him in here right now.
About my airlines. Cool, fabulous. Our in-flight service is not coach, business, or first. It's so fabulous, we named it, you guessed it, Fabulous Class. It may seem like first class on other airlines, but we never use those words because nothing we do is second class. We recognize, however, that many of our passengers are too special and important, even for Fabulous Class. For those who require the utmost in privacy and luxury, we have an exclusive cabin that we call Just Too Fabulous Class. Two fabulous passengers don't even need tickets. We know who you are. Our already generous luggage limits is waved for you and waved at you. At boarding time, come right to the front of the red roping. Even though we have short lines, we kept the roping because we know you like it. On board, you'll notice the little touches that make a difference. A full harness replaces a standard seatbelt. Hey, a stewardess for every passenger. Marble bathrooms big enough for two. Live entertainment and a personal video screen with personal video choices. You don't need that 20 cent coin. We couldn't improve our service, so we just added more. Massage, manicure, hairstyling, waxing, and electrolysis. Wow. Out for the LA flights only. And group psychotherapy in our upstairs lounge. We think you'll agree, it's a fabulous world on Fabulair, the world's first, oh yeah, airline.
Is the Mr. Fabulous of the journalism set, Pete.
Free FM News, I'm Peter Stevens. Amnesty International is calling on the federal government to publicly declare that Afghan asylum seekers won't be forcibly returned to Iran following mass deportations. And briefly, a blind Canadian man who helped judge two beauty pageants on Sunday said he was able to see the contestants' true beauty. A dead woman has gained enough votes to advance a runoff for the Democratic nomination for the US Senate, leaving her party wondering what to do if she wins. She died too close to the election to have her name taken off the ballot.
You're making this stuff up, Pete. You've just come to the point where you're just making the news up.
Listen to this one. In Turkey, a 52-year-old man has been shot in the leg by his son to try to stop him cutting off donkeys' penises and taking them to doctors to have them transplanted onto his body.
Oh, you're having a go.
That's the news, brought to you by MBF.
Mate, keep taking that acid, man. Stacey said, yes, I am a real Sagittarius, so shut up, Chris. Boy, it's getting bitchy this morning, isn't it?
Yeah, hoi.
Hey, on you, Stacey. Oh, here's that remix of Whitney. And before that, there was Sneak 8 with that vinyl only available remix of Sneak 8 from Groove Armada did. 22 to 9. Three of them.
Yeah.
sampling Disco Revival there. That's on the Disco Babes EP, all on... that goes off, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, woohoo!
That'll
I'm
get you going. For, that'll get you going. Although I have got this track over here. This might get you going.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just check this one out.
Oh, wow. That's
Bongo Rock by the incredible Bongo Band. Just let this wash over you. Whoa, yeah! Actually, before you were... Actually, Fatboy Slim sampled this on one of his mix CDs, actually.
Oh, so he did too.
Yeah.
Praise you.
Listen to this. Just got something missing it. Hey, it's me, Slim Bald Fat Maynard. Now, we've got a little ad coming up for Lucy's Retreat. This is a very nice place to go in the mountains.
Support Free FM sponsors.
Our cleaners have been trained not to talk after you've been to Lucy's Retreat or Lucy's Highway. Only 1.5 hours out of town and you've got a choice. First choice, Lucy's Retreat with its own indoor pool and heated spa. Kick up your feet and relax. Second choice, Lucy's Hideaway, a place to party with pool and heated spa, hidden away on 3 acres of the gorgeous Blue Mountains. Both give you the whole place to yourself. No strangers to spoil the fun. It takes one call to Richardson and Wrench on 02 47 572 222.
Feel, believe. Together, the New Look Outrage.
Four beautiful covers, one great magazine. In newsagents now.
Outrage, the evolution's here.
Have you just spent the last few weeks tanning your tukas off ready for Mardi Gras? Well, don't let your tan waste away. Tan through winter with a maintenance program to suit you from Body Bronze. Regardless of the weather, the time of the day or year, keep your gorgeous tan with the choice of a 10-minute orb lie-down beds, the 8-minute hex stand-up booths, and the new 6-minute sun dazzler stand-ups. So see the friendly staff at Body Bronze, located upstairs at 132 Oxford Street.
For more information, check out our campsite. www.freefm.org.au.
Oh, speaking of Norman Cook, bit of brimful of Asher Don for you.
I love it.
I'll have a brimful, thank you. Fill it to the top. Look at that. That's 8:45. You're on Free FM with Maynard Allen.
They're dancing behind movie scenes, behind the movie scenes. Sadi Rani, she's the one that keeps the dream alive. From the morning past the evening to the end of the life. Grim fool of Asher on the 45. Well, it's a grim fool of Asher on the 45.
Shop with a brimful of Asher. We've had more than a brimful this morning, haven't we? Have you been up all night, Don? What's wrong with you?
I have. I've been up all night writing for the new show.
Okay, Recycled Sluts, yes. 6 o'clock Sundays.
No, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock Sunday.
8 o'clock Sunday. Sorry, got it wrong there. Now, we are going for a license. We want the Australian Broadcasting Association Authority, the big A people, to give us one of the 3 licenses which are going for the suburban area of Sydney. And basically, if you've got a computer, which I've only got one recently, I didn't know they existed, they're amazing. You know,
know. Like, you can type stuff in. If you get it wrong, you just cross it out.
You don't liquid paper the screen, though, mate.
No, I've stopped doing that now. Get on our website, our campsite, as we like to call it, Free FM. It's pretty easy to find on any search engine. Get onto that. Click on the ABA logo or read about it. And just send them a short note saying how much you would like us
we
to get a license.
We want you to have the license.
Or you can, if you're at work and want to use your boss's phone, and let's face it, who doesn't want to do that? It's 92111130. Fax a letter of support and we'll pass it on to the ABA.
Yep.
And just reminding you, on Friday morning is our retrosexual morning as usual. Retro requests from the 70s onwards, basically. And if we've got it, we'll play it. We bring about 1,000 records we have in here, don't we?
I know, and I have to search for them.
We have that which is our own problem, because looking through... Well, I was on my own last week.
I know.
It was hell in there. Segway the next track.
Now another track from Free Volume 7.
10 to 9, hurry up. My parents are going to visit me today. You wouldn't believe the stuff I had to hide. All the things I found. Duet 99 from the Free FM Volume 7 CD, Luminaire, Oliva, from the opera Lakme, I believe. Is that correct?
If you say so.
Well, great name for a drag queen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Lakme. G'day.
G'day.
It would sound good. Now, what is good actually on the show after 9 o'clock?
On Loud and Clear today, we'll be talking about a dispute that's raging in Wollongong at the moment between the Dapto Leagues Club and a couple of dykes who say they were kicked out because they were dykes.
Now, that's two formidable opponents, strong feminist lesbians and the Dapto Leagues Club. That's two pretty powerful forces meeting there.
I'd say we'll see that sorted out in the courts. Lots of legal action going to occur over that one. As our fetish series continues this week, we're talking about accessing like-minded individuals who have the same interest that you do. That should be a good one today. So far, the series has been very interesting. Yeah, very much so. Also, while we're battling for a radio station to represent the lesbian and gay community in New Zealand, they already have a TV program on weekly.
Oh, is it on the national broadcaster then?
Mm-hmm. Certainly is. They have a slightly different setup with TV over there, but we'll find out a bit more about that soon.
They use string in cans a lot. And there's a guy comes around your neighbourhood and draws a photo and holds it up, and then he comes back half an hour later and draws that the photo's moved a little bit.
Yes.
And that's the way it works. It's fantastic.
It takes a while, but the information gets across eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Roundup of politics.
Yep.
And it's got some breaking news for us too. All sorts of fabulous things.
A lot
things.
Of mucking around in front of you are the shining jewel in the crown of Free FM, Ashley.
Oh, it's a gorgeous crown, though.
Someone paid me to say that.
Support Free FM sponsors.
DNA. Tasty. Sexy. Funny. Hot. Smart. Spunky. New. Exciting. DNA. It's what you're made of. DNA. The magazine.
It's our first purchase together. I was so excited, but we didn't know where to start. I wanted something small and zippy for round town. You know, something stylish.
And I wanted something with a bit of get up and go. Something with a bit of grunt.
Also something with one of those hatch thingies big enough for Stryker. He's our baby. We just popped down the road to Sydney City Toyota. You know, the one on Moore Park. They were fabulous.
Very gay friendly. I think he was a sister, and they really understood what we were looking for.
Well, we finally decided on the wagon. Oh, I feel so married.
The only hassle was deciding on the colour. Lime green?
Well, you wanted the wagon, so I chose the colour.
Plan your first purchase together at Sydney City Toyota. Two convenient locations.
It's almost 9 o'clock. We've got Pete coming out with the joke news. And can I tell you, that guy's been taking the purple om and reading just stuff. What? There's donkey penises in the... Is donkey penis in this one?
No.
You've taken the donkey penis story out. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. What about the dead woman? Is she still in it?
No. She's old news now.
He's taking the joke. You see, Loud and Clear's coming on. He's getting more serious. You've sold out, man. You sold out. You wouldn't believe. You used to be fun half an hour ago. Oh, look, I've got to get going here because I've lost my instrument, so to speak. Well, I love playing the trombone. It's gone. And look, if playing the trombone is wrong, I don't want to be right. See you tomorrow morning.
I woke up this morning with a bad hangover and my trombone was missing again. This happens all the time. It's detachable. I can leave it at home when it's going to get me into trouble. Or take it to a party and blow it real hard. Now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and for the life of me I can't remember why I did it. I call up the place where they had the party and they remembered me blowing it, but they couldn't find it anywhere. I asked them to check the fridge. For some reason, people hide it there, so I don't play it. But not this time. I called a few people who were at the party, and they seemed pretty happy that I wouldn't be playing it for a while. I started to get desperate. I don't like being without my trombone for too long. It makes me feel like less of a musician. And I'm really sick of playing the harmonica. I went out to the markets where all the crazy trombone players hang out. I passed the stall where they were selling Kids in the Kitchen albums and other junk. I saw my trombone lying on a blanket next to a broken tuba. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted $10, but I managed to pay $25. I took it home, hosed it out, and blew it real hard. I was happy again. People tell me I should learn to play it, even though sometimes it's a pain in the ear. I love having a detachable trombone.
on maynard.com.au. Hey, you!